content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District S newsletter for the month of December of 2024. And this newsletter is rather long. There's several things that have been repeated from last month. So I'm going to edit the repeats out, and I'll circle back to those if I have time. So we're going to start out with a message from LCIF. This is by Dr. Patty Hill, Chairperson, Lions Clubs International Foundation. Dear Lions and Leos, since 2024 began, Lions and Leos worldwide have served millions of people, improving lives and communities because of your generosity. LCIF grant funding reduced food insecurity for those in need, helped people with vision impairment see more clearly, provided shelter after storms, protected our fragile environment, and so much more. I am pleased to report that we are making excellent strides towards reaching our fundraising goals for the fiscal year. Thanks to your individual gifts and efforts to share the importance of our foundation with others. While there is much work to be done, the donations we have received to date are already making a tremendous impact in communities worldwide. As we look forward to 2025, I ask you to continue encouraging your fellow Lions and Leos to support LCIF and explore grant opportunities to enhance their service. Remember that you play an important role in helping our organization succeed in Mission 1.5, bringing more members to join us in our humanitarian mission and serve more people when they need us most. Working together, we will exceed our goals. Celebrate Melvin Jones's birthday, Leo Giving Week. LCI will be celebrating Melvin Jones's birthday in January. To commemorate his birthday, LCIF is dedicating a week for donating specifically for Leos. During Leo Giving Week, which is January 13th to 17th, of 2025, LCIF encourages everyone to donate to LCIF. Leos can earn limited edition President Fabricio Oliveira LCIF supporter recognition with a minimum $20 donation. LCIF grant helps Lions bring life-saving cancer screenings to Australia. This is by Andrea Small, Senior Marketing and Public Relations Specialist, Lions Clubs International Foundation. When members of the Lara Lions Club approached Australia resident Trish Tosh, inviting her to a free skin cancer screening in the new Lions Center screening van, she had no idea saying yes may have saved her life. Each year, approximately 2,000 Australians die from skin cancer, and at least 2 in 3 Australians will develop skin cancer by the age of 70. Because there are no public funds available for skin cancer checks in the state of Victoria, the Lions of District 201-V2 used an LCIF matching grant to purchase and equip a mobile cancer screening unit offering free screenings to anyone who wanted to be checked. We live in a country with very high rates of skin cancer, and my father, who had very fair skin, had lots of small skin cancers that had to be removed throughout his life, Tosh said. I thought that I had never been checked. This would be an opportune time for me to do so. Tosh said her experience during the screening was just like being in a normal clinic with professional staff and treatment rooms. The ladies who worked in that van were amazing and so professional, caring, and knowledgeable, she added. During the 15-minute screening, staff discovered a small mark on Tosh's left forearm and marked it as an area of interest. I was informed that they didn't like the look of it, and if it changed in any way, shape, or form, I was to seek medical advice, Tosh said. Several months later, Tosh said she did notice the mark started to change color, so she heeded the advice she'd received during her screening and contacted her doctor. She was referred to a dermatologist who performed a biopsy. I must admit, I was totally oblivious to the fact that this could be cancerous. I just thought that it was a little bump that would be removed and that it would be that, Tosh said. Needless to say, I was a bit shocked when the doctor called me to let me know that it was indeed cancerous and I would need immediate surgery to have it removed. Skin cancers can be sneaky little things, and although there's not much on the surface, it could be growing under the surface like octopus tentacles, and you won't even know it, Tosh said. The spot she had removed was a superficial spreading melanoma, a common type of skin cancer that her doctor said was growing quite rapidly. I cannot thank the Lions enough for providing this service because I know without having the opportunity to get my skin checked, I wouldn't have thought anything about the little lump on my arm, which, left unchecked, could have resulted in a totally different outcome, Tosh said. Tosh said she takes every opportunity to tell people about the mobile screening unit, and everyone always wants to know where the van will be next and how they, too, can get checked. To date, more than 9,200 people have had their skin checked in the unit. Nearly 3,500 people were referred for follow-up treatment after that screening. And because of this project, more than 41 life-threatening lesions were discovered. In a country with such high skin cancer rates, we need to get more of these vans as they are providing an amazing opportunity for people, Tosh said, adding, "Thank you, Lions. You are amazing." 2025 District 31N and 31S Mid-Winter Convention Updates. District Governors Anna Elliott of 31N and Jim Tobolsky of 31S invite you to attend the 2025 District 31N and 31S Midwinter Convention in Greenville, North Carolina. The event will be held January 17th and 18th of 2025 at the Holiday Inn Greenville. The convention committee has been hard at work. The theme for Friday Night Fun Night is Denim and Diamonds and will feature entertainment by the Big Time Shine Band. Saturday will include the Tail Twisters Breakfast and Auction, Cabinet Meetings, Election of Officers for 2025-26, Town Hall Meeting, Seminars, and the District Governor's Banquet. The guest speaker from Lions Club International will be International Director Bert Nelson from New York Mills, Minnesota. ID Bert Nelson was elected to serve a two-year term as an International Director of Lions International at the Association's 106th International Convention in Melbourne, Australia, June 21st through 25th of 2024. Director Nelson has 15 years of experience as a financial services professional. He is a registered representative and licensed agent at New York Life Insurance and Annuity Corporation, where he provides financial advice and guidance. He has many notable achievements, including awards in annuity and life insurance and long-term care insurance sales. Director Nelson joined the New York Mills Lions Club in 1991, where he is currently an active member. He has held several offices within the association, including club president, club secretary, zone chairperson, district public relations chairperson, district governor, council chairperson, and was a USA-Canada Lions Leadership Forum Planning Committee member, among many other positions. In addition to his Lions activities, Director Nelson has served as Township Treasurer, Fire Warden, and Holy Cross Catholic Church Council and Trustee Member. Director Nelson is an avid hunter and enjoys playing games and cards with his family and friends. Director Nelson and his wife of 40 years, Pamela, also a Lion and a Progressive Melvin Jones Fellow, have three adult children and three grandchildren. And there follows a page that is for room reservations and signing up for meals and information on where to send all this. But the expiration dates have already occurred. So, I mean, the due-by dates have already occurred. So there you have it. Orlando, 2025, 107th Lions International Convention will be held Sunday, July 13th, to Thursday, July 17th of 2025. And at the, the official international convention events will take place at the Orange County Convention Center. And here are the items on the convention schedule. On Saturday, July 12th, from 11 to 5, the parade office is open. On Sunday, July 13th, from 8 in the morning to 5 at night, registration is open. The same hours, the parade office is open. And from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., the exhibit hall is open. On Monday, the 14th, from 9 to 5, registration is open. From 9 to 1, the Parade of Nations. And from 10 to 5, the exhibit hall is open. And from 3 to 4, there will be a business session. And the present the candidates for international director. And from 6 to 8, there's an international show. On Tuesday the 15th, from 9 to 5, registration is open. From 9:30 to 12, there will be an opening plenary session, which includes the presidential address, a flag ceremony, and nominations for third vice president. From 10 to 5, the exhibit hall will be open. From 12 to 5 will be elections. From 12:30 to 4:30, Melvin Jones Fellowship Luncheon. And from 3:15 to 5, there will be seminars. On Wednesday, July 16th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., registration is open. From 9:30 a.m. to noon, a second plenary session. There will be a memorial service, an LCIF session, and the keynote speaker. From 10 to 5, the exhibit hall is open. From 10 to 5, there will be elections. And from 3:15 to 5, there will be seminars. And from 8 to 10, past international presidents, this is in the evening, past international presidents, past international directors, district governors, and past district governors banquet. And finally, on Thursday, July 17th, from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m., registration is open. From 9:30 to noon will be the closing plenary session. That will include installation of the 2025-26 international president and district governors. And from 7 to 9, there will be international officers meet and greet. That's 7 and 9 at night. 2025 Camp Dogwood applications by Lion Tammy McLean, Camp Director at Camp Dogwood for the Blind. And her contact information is phone 828-478-2135, extension 229, or email Tammy, that's with a Y, T-A-M-M-Y, at nclf.org. Hello, Lion. We need you. Hopefully, you're already considering volunteering at Camp Dogwood next summer. Volunteering for a weekly session to work with blind and visually impaired individuals is a rewarding experience. You have the opportunity to make a significant impact on the lives of each blind and visually impaired camper. If you are service-driven and enjoy helping others, then volunteering at camp will be an experience that you cannot miss out on. Come witness what Camp Dogwood is all about and how important it is to the individuals we serve. The 2025 Camp Dogwood summer camper season will serve up to 60 to 80 campers per week. To accomplish this, we need approximately 10 volunteers each week. Meals and lodging are provided at no charge to volunteers. Wireless internet is available if you would like to bring your laptop. This is a one-week commitment. We request that all volunteers arrive by 1 p.m. on Sunday to assist with check-in and depart after the campers leave the following Thursday. You are welcome to arrive on Saturday, the day before your weekly session. If you choose to arrive on Saturday, please notify the camp office. There will be a volunteer orientation meeting at 3 p.m. on Sunday, the day of arrival. If you need additional information or applications, please contact us. We're happy to mail applications out, but they are also available on our website, www.nclionscampdogwood.org. Once your application has been approved and your week assigned, a confirmation email will be sent or mailed to you. You are encouraged to bring your spouse or a friend who is a lion that will volunteer with you. If you cannot volunteer this summer, please help us by passing this application on to someone who can. Please read all the application documents carefully, including the standards of conduct policy. Please return the application as soon as possible. Feel free to contact me with any questions. We look forward to having you at Camp Dogwood. International Childhood Cancer Day. Now is the time to start planning a childhood cancer service activity to support patients and families, assist organizations and facilities, and raise awareness in your community. International Childhood Cancer Day is February 15th of 2025. Visit the Lions Club's international website to find helpful resources. Frozen Paw 5K by Steve Moran, a special events manager, Leader Dogs for the Blind. Join us on Sunday, January 19th, 2025 at 9 a.m. for the 2025 Frozen Paw 5K, presented by Chief Financial Credit Union, a thrilling run through downtown Rochester amidst the vibrant Frost Festival. This event is more than just a race. It's an opportunity to support Leader Dogs for the Blind. All proceeds will help provide vital services and training for those in need. Lace up your sneakers, embrace the winter chill, and run with purpose to make a meaningful impact on the lives of individuals with visual impairments or who are blind. Don't miss out on this exciting and impactful community celebration. Every step you take helps fund vital programs for those in need. Enjoy a celebratory gathering at Gus O'Connor's Public House after the race and redeem your free, age-appropriate drink included with your race registration. Don't miss out. Spots are filling up fast. Register now to secure your spot. The registration fee is $35 if you register between January 1st and 18th, and it's $40 if you register after January 18th. Here's what you get with your race registration. Discover exclusive goodies that'll keep you pumped up and ready to run, because you deserve more than just a medal. You will receive an awesome Frozen Paw long sleeve shirt, stylishly cool Frozen Paw race medal, and a coupon for a free age-appropriate beverage from Gus O'Connor's Public House. On January 17th, 2025, will be swag pickup from Chief Financial Credit Union in Rochester Hills at 3 p.m. On January 18th of 2025, swag pickup from Leader Dogs for the Blind in Rochester Hills will happen at 12 o'clock. And on January 19th of 2025, the swag pickup at the race site from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. The 5K starts at 9 a.m. and the post-race celebration starts at 9:15 a.m. Empowering Communities Through Service. My Journey as a Leo Club Advisor by Jessica Shaw, Step for a Better World Leo Club New Jersey, and Reading Action Program Chairperson MD16. This is dated December 20th, 2024. As the advisor for the Step for a Better World Leo Club in New Jersey, USA, I have witnessed firsthand the transformative power of community service. Our group was first established in 2013 with a goal of completing service in our community, and proudly became a Leo Club in 2019 through sponsorship by the West Windsor Lions Club. Over the last decade, we've grown from a small group of dedicated volunteers to a thriving community of over 150 Leos. When I think of service to the community, it's important to remember that the goal is to selflessly serve, as there is a ripple effect of kindness and empowerment. Serving is not about credit. It's about what you can do for your community and how you can shape the world into a better place for us and for future generations. Reflecting on my journey in STEP for over the past 11 years has shaped my life throughout middle school, high school, college, and beyond. I'm a recent college graduate, and between my full-time work as a paralegal and preparing for law school, I continue to volunteer on a weekly basis to serve my community. This journey of community service started in middle school, and today I'm proud to be a Lion and empower youth as a Leo Club advisor. The skills and experiences gained through volunteering have been invaluable, showing me the value of selfless service and the widespread influence of kindness. There is no more rewarding experience than helping those in need, whether they are individuals in our community or outside our community. From my experience as a Lion and mentoring Leos, here are strategies on how you can empower those in your community to help others. The power of collaboration. My journey demonstrates that we are stronger together by reaching out to other Leo and Lions clubs, as well as businesses and community members. Our club has achieved remarkable results. During the COVID-19 pandemic, our Leo club collaborated with a Lions club in India to provide essential medical supplies, such as oxygen concentrators. The success of this project taught me that as a Leo club, we should focus on collaboration in our local communities, across the country, and even internationally. As a global humanitarian organization and as leaders, it is up to us to harness the power of collective action to address pressing community needs, inspire change, and create lasting impacts. Our Leos partner with other organizations to increase the impact of our service. We partnered with organizations like Rise Against Hunger and U.S. Hunger to combat food insecurity, packaging over 500,000 meals in the past 3 years. Last year, our annual book drive collected 4,323 books in 19 days to help irrigate book deserts across New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Within a week, we collected 1,687 new toiletry items and 900 stuffed animals for Lebanon to be dispersed at a pop-up medical clinic run by volunteers. Collaborating with the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve since 2017, our toy drive collects hundreds of new toys each year. This annual initiative is one that our Leos take great joy in, as it allows them to give back to children in need, just like themselves. From various collection drives, such as clothing, food, back-to-school supplies, glasses, shoes, and more, to service projects like meal distribution, tree planting, park cleanups, and educating our community through public service announcement videos, youth from elementary school to college and grad school graduates have come together to make a difference. Expanding our horizons at Lions Day with the United Nations. Our club has had the wonderful experience of attending Lions Day with the United Nations, or LDUN, in New York for the past 4 years. It has been an incredible opportunity to witness firsthand the impact Leos and Lions create. This event allows us to connect with other Leos and Lions, network about our service, and interact with like-minded service individuals not only in our state or even country, but across the globe. I had the opportunity to be a speaker at LDUN this past March and share my journey through volunteerism and its impact on me. Addressing a crowd of nearly 400 people, including Leos, Lions, Lions International Executive Officers, and United Nations dignitaries, I spoke about the difference we create when we give back to the community. It's important to understand that everyone has different abilities, whether it's time, financial resources, access, or other means. However, there is no more rewarding experience than helping those in need. By attending events like LDUN, where we can share our service and connect with others, we can inspire others to join our mission and to create a brighter future. Beyond volunteer hours. Volunteering should be more than just accumulating hours for college applications, resume building, or awards. It's about creating lasting impact and fostering personal growth. Our Leo Club's projects range from distributing backpacks filled with school supplies to garden restorations, planting trees, and providing menstrual products to those in need. Our weekly work with individuals with special needs through Special Olympics and our participation in the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, WALKS, have further united us in our shared goals and inspire us to reach greater heights. We have Leos serve on the Multiple District 16 Board, which additionally helps enhance leadership and further serve our communities by engaging in other Lions and Leo Club events around us. Those initiatives not only serve the community, but also inspire our members to always think creatively about how they can make a difference. Looking forward, as we continue to grow and expand our reach, we remain committed to our core mission of empowering communities through service. We believe that everyone has the potential to make a difference, regardless of their interests or background. By fostering collaboration and encouraging innovation, we can create a better world for current and future generations. So remember, the greatest threat to our planet is the belief that someone else will save it. I challenge you, what can you do for your community, and how can you step up and make a difference? And now for some local items. DG visits Apex Lions by Lion John Lind. At least once a year, we receive a visit from the district governor. This year, we were visited by 2024-25 District Governor Jim Tobolsky. Jim grew up in Chicago and worked as a teacher, then in the railroad business selling boxcars for many years until he retired. Now he lives in Wake Forest, North Carolina. The tragedy and devastation from Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina has consumed most of us so far this year, but none more than those directly affected in Districts 31L and 31I. He shared some updates from the last meeting at Camp Dogwood a few weeks ago. The response from Lions across North Carolina and beyond has been commendable so far. District 31S Lions initially thought we would take a load of supplies each month by freight truck. However, we quickly realized that would need to be done every other week, so the plans changed. Camp Dogwood has been serving as a staging and storage area, and they are coordinating 8 or 9 storage facilities for all of the supplies being generously donated from many sources nationwide. Those locations are full, and the staff at Camp Dogwood should be commended for all they're doing. Please be sure to thank them if you get the opportunity. The reality is that the donations do not always match the specific needs, so financial donations are requested if possible so that the specific needs can be met as they change. For example, many people are currently living in tents and it has gotten quite cold recently, especially up in the mountains, so there are needs for items such as generators and heaters. Our club has made some financial donations as well as supplies. DG Jim was aware of that and thanked us for our help and continued support. There was so much damage, entire towns and roads completely washed away, that this will likely take many years to rebuild and recover from. We also had some discussion about membership numbers and the challenges we all face as clubs and at the district level. DG Jim encouraged everyone to just ask people we know, friends, family, neighbors, etc. You just never know how things may have changed in someone's life, and they might be receptive now while they were not in the past. Finally, he gave us an update on the Lions Cottage at the Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina. The renovation work has been completed now, and it looks fantastic. We hope that this will continue to be a blessing for children for many years to come. We had a guest all the way from Pakistan. Lion Zubaid Khan is the president of his club, and he's in the United States visiting his children and asked to visit with us and join in any service projects we have. It was very nice to meet Lion Zubaid, and we look forward to his return in May of 2025. If all goes well, he will be joining us at Peak Fest, where we will be providing free vision screenings to the public. Accompanying this article, there's a lovely picture of Apex Club President Josu Ortega, Lion Zubaid Khan from Pakistan, District 31S Governor Jim Tobolsky, and Apex Club Secretary John Lind, all looking very happy and comfortable together. An Apex Lions Christmas by Lion John Lind. This Christmas, we had Roger Rep back again to provide our Christmas message and music. Roger has a Master's of Divinity and does a fantastic job of integrating the message and the music, along with a bit of encouragement to get the crowd to sing along as well. The key scripture was taken from Galatians 4:4, which says, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law." Roger weaved the theme into the story he told between the songs that we sang. He spoke of God's timelessness. He created time. And his perfect time for sending his son Jesus into the world to be our Messiah, Savior, and Redeemer. We celebrate the birth of Jesus at Christmas. He is the true reason for the season. Salvation is the greatest gift ever given. We pray that you will receive the gift that is freely offered by God Himself to all mankind. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We also need to give a shout out to Lion Joel, who decorated the meeting room. And there's a nice picture of Roger Rep with his accordion and Lion Joel Lind underneath some banners and holly and Christmas decorations. Bus drivers needed for summer 2025 camp season. By Tammy McLean, Camp Director at Camp Dogwood. Fellow Lions, we are in the process of planning for summer camp 2025. The past few years, we have not been able to offer field trips to our summer campers. The primary reason is that we must have someone able to drive our bus each week. What we would like to do is have two Lion volunteers commit to each camp session. This way, we will not fall short. What is offered to one session must be offered to each session. We cannot offer some field trips and not others. So, in order to volunteer, you'll be asked to pass a background check. This is required by our insurance and is at no cost to the volunteer. You must hold a valid driver's license with no reports for 3 years. A copy of your valid driver's license must be provided. You must participate and complete a short online training video on sexual abuse and any other training videos required by insurance. These are at no cost to the volunteer. You will be expected to attend your assigned session if you volunteer. You must be able to operate and park a 15-passenger bus in various types of traffic. If you're interested or have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. We must have volunteers in place in order to start planning the field trips in January. Thanks for all you do. I look forward to hearing and speaking with you soon. Here is a sheet containing the North Carolina Lions fundraising update as of December 5th, 2024. And I think I'll just go over the highlights here. There's a lot of numbers. So for the Brighter Visions Fund Drive for 2024-25, the goal that was set is $565,000. Last year to date was $265,230. This year, collected to date, is only $211,744. And the Camp Dogwood Raffle for 2024-25, $50 per member. So we have raffle sales so far, total $14,539. And with an average of 0.32 books per member. Last year, the total year-to-date was $18,780. Unthinkable Journeys, Serving Families with Childhood Cancer, by Shelby Washington, Content Specialist, Lions Clubs International Foundation. According to the World Health Organization, more than 1,000 children are diagnosed with cancer every day. While childhood cancer can be treatable, the outcome often depends on the child's access to the proper resources and health care. Nonetheless, it is a devastating journey for families. Since cancer impacts many children and their families, Lions all over the world have found unique ways to support families facing this difficult journey. In Ribeirão Preto, Brazil, Lions decided to help expand the Children with Cancer Support Group, or GACC, so they could serve even more people. The GACC is a nonprofit organization that provides a hostel for children receiving cancer treatment at Hospital Crianca. The support house was able to accommodate up to 15 children at a time and serves an average of 250 children per year. The Lions of District LC6 are using a childhood cancer grant of $80,602 from Lions Club International Foundation for this expansion project. Lions Clubs Ribeiro Campos Elysios and Ribeiro Preto Ipiranga were directly involved. Before the project started, only one member of a hospitalized child's family could accompany them in the support home. Lions wanted the child to be able to have more support from additional members of their family while they are all struggling through this difficult time. In the instances where these could be the child's final days, Lions recognize the importance of giving families the opportunity to live together and spend as much time sharing precious moments as possible. Lions are working to construct and furnish a common space that will include a balcony, living room, pantry, classroom, and external bathroom for employees, as well as three suites with two beds each and one bathroom per suite. The new space will increase the number of patients served to an additional 27 children with cancer and 27 companions per year. Beyond their work on the project, Lions used publicity techniques to raise awareness of childhood cancer, its impact on families, and how Lions' support is beneficial in these unfortunate circumstances. Their publicity through local media outlets and social media was a great way to inspire the community to help those in need by partnering with Lions, and they have additional plans for spreading even more awareness. Lions and Leos provide support for the needs of children and families affected by childhood cancer through the impactful service activities like these and with the help of LCIF grants. While the journey is challenging, not only for the child suffering from cancer, but also for the family, Lions are offering hope and resources. With the expansion of the GACC, more families will be able to face cancer together. Welcoming Refugees Through the Eyes of a Lion by Alessandro De Chancy, Global Advocacy Specialist for Lions Clubs International Foundation. When asked to describe his home club in Edison, New Jersey, past council chair and club president Mahesh Chitnis has a ready answer. My club is running on passion. These words perfectly describe the motivation and driving force of the Edison Visionary Club. With a vibrant club membership focused on diversity and youth engagement, the Edison Visionary Lions are deeply invested in addressing the needs of their local community. This is what inspired them to step up to an unprecedented challenge, welcoming a refugee family into their community by participating in a brand new national initiative. Lions International is proud to serve as a leading partner in a groundbreaking new service opportunity across the United States. The Engage to Change pilot co-sponsorship initiative offers Lions Clubs a unique opportunity to support refugee families from around the world as they rebuild their lives in their new communities. This co-sponsorship model is a first-of-its-kind opportunity for Lions Clubs to partner directly with local refugee affiliates to welcome refugee families and play an impactful role as they start anew. When the Edison Visionary Club learned about this opportunity, they jumped right in. And as the first participating Lions Club to welcome a family through this new initiative, they are lighting the path for other clubs to follow their lead. We spoke with PCC Mahesh Chitnis, who is leading his club's service in supporting the resettlement journey of a family of seven from Afghanistan. By working closely with staff at Church World Service in Jersey City, PCC Chitnis and his club helped secure permanent housing for the family by providing 3 months' rent through a generous grant from Lions Clubs International. They are also helping to furnish their apartment, which marks the first time the family has lived together under one roof, or even in the same country, in over 3 years. We asked PCC Chitnis to share his club's service journey and the impact this experience has had, not only on the family they're helping to resettle, but on the club itself. What appealed to you about this service opportunity? The driving mission for PCC Chitnis and the Edison Visionary Club is to work on causes that are relevant to families. When they learned about this opportunity to help a family resettle in their hometown of Edison, New Jersey, they immediately harnessed the club members' passion for community building to get the family settled. When we had a new family coming to our community, we worked on getting them the support they need, not just from us, but making them self-sufficient in our communities, making sure that they belong here. Many Lions in the Edison Visionary Club have immigrant backgrounds themselves, and they recognize the importance of not only the logistics of moving to a new country, but acclimating to a new culture. In highlighting this shared experience, PCC Chitness explained that his club is well positioned to understand what a new family goes through, so we decided that we should be supporting them. How did your club prepare to work with the refugee family? Right away, the Edison Visionary Lions worked together to find the best approach for taking on this service project. Utilizing a shared WhatsApp chat used by the entire club, they began defining roles. Who's going to take care of school admissions? Who's going to take care of day-to-day groceries, getting them furniture? Even after meeting the family and getting to know them better, the club continues to reassess task delegation to serve the family in the best way possible. Additionally, the club focused on one of their biggest assets as Lions in their community, drawing on their deep community networks. Working with a variety of local leaders, including the city council, local school board, and even the mayor, Edison Visionary has offered an invaluable network of support for the family as they set down their own roots in the community. Do you have any advice for how Lions clubs can form a successful co-sponsorship group? It is a collaboration, said PCC Chitness, describing the relationships between his club, the family's caseworkers at Church World Service in Jersey City, and the family themselves. We are figuring out ways together and how to work with each other. CWF staff is very, very cooperative. It has been a good experience for us so far, and this is just the beginning of the story. We are very happy with the way it's going so far. An important piece to any effective volunteer group is building a strong team. By having a core team of Lions identified at the beginning of their service journey, they can act as key liaisons between the refugee affiliate, club, and family. PCC Chitness suggests that Lions clubs form a core team of 6 to 10 people to begin working with a refugee family, emphasizing that the club being structurally ready is very important. What would you say to other clubs interested in getting involved? For PCC Chitness and his club, there were uncertainties at the beginning of this brand new service journey, but for him, the basic thing is, it is not as complicated as we thought. In fact, drawing on the support networks embedded in the Engage to Change initiative is one of the most helpful things to the Edison Visionary Club in their work to support the family. Lions International has been very, very involved, said PCC Chitness. This helps our clubs get that feeling that there are people to support us. This will help in bringing other clubs together. In the end, PCC Chitness acknowledged that some clubs, even his, might have doubts in the beginning about what this experience would be like. However, working with the family and seeing firsthand how far they've come has made this a truly life-changing experience. Especially working with the family, it becomes a fulfilling and fun experience. Anyone who wants to be a co-sponsor, they should surely consider that part. The reason most of us join any of the service organizations, like Lions International, is for that fuzzy feeling in the heart. We are doing something for someone. This is probably the peak of that feeling that any one of us would ever get. When listening to PCC Chitness describe the impact of this service opportunity on club members, it is clear how deeply the family has inspired them. The family's desire to give back to the community and be of service to others and their dedication and drive for self-sufficiency is palpable. The father of the family has even expressed interest in working in refugee resettlement himself to help others experiencing displacement and pay the service forward. Engage to Change is an exciting initiative in its pilot year and is just getting started. For PCC Chitness and the Edison Visionary Lions, this is not an opportunity they would ever consider passing up. As he succinctly put it, if you are a Lions Club with strong knowledge of your community and a passion for helping others, this is a no-brainer. And there's a lovely photograph of what looks like several Lions and several of the family members from Afghanistan. And here is a flyer for an event called Dinner in the Dark, Leader Dogs for the Blind, presented by AAA, the Auto Club Group. Purchase your tickets today. Dinner in the Dark, presented by AAA, the Auto Club Group, hosted at the Royal Park Hotel in downtown Rochester, is Leader Dogs for the Blind's signature fundraising event and offers an unforgettable experience. Guests will enjoy a remarkable dinner under blindfold, raising funds to transform the lives of individuals who are blind. As you mingle with fellow attendees, snap a photo with a canine ambassador on our black carpet entrance and test your luck at the blind wine pole for $25. Be sure to explore our pop-up Leader Dog gift shop and participate in the Walk the Walk experience, an immersive orientation and mobility space where you can navigate with a white cane and engage in everyday activity skills. For VIP ticket holders, blindfold walks with a leader dog in training or a canine ambassador will be an exclusive treat. No tickets will be emailed for this event. And this event will take place on Friday, February 21st of 2025. At 6 p.m., there's VIP admission, which includes VIP reception with hors d'oeuvres, two complimentary drinks, and a blindfold walk. And at 6:30, there's general admission with a silent auction, a blind wine pull, and Walk the Walk experience begins. And at 7:30, the actual program begins. If you have questions, please contact us at donorsupport@leaderdog.org or call 248-710-1046. Interested in sponsoring Dinner in the Dark? Contact Stephen Moran at stephen.moran, and let me spell that out, stephen.moran at leaderdog.org. Or you can call 248-840-9711. And accompanying this article, there are several people pictured at the dinner table with blindfolds on, and a woman with a blindfold on using a white cane, and some pictures of the lovely leader dogs, and it looks like everyone's enjoying the experience. Well, that's it for the content of this newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.